אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
We have here with us today Rita Sach, a local singer-songwriter. She released a new album called Meet Me in the Garden, a name that comes from her Kabbalah studies, offering some peace in the idea of reuniting in the Garden of Eden. Hi, Rita. It's so good to have you here in SBS Hebrew.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Dekel. It's a pleasure to be here.
And for our listeners, hold on. We're actually going to have Rita performing us a live song later on.
Yes, I brought my guitar.
But we'll start with a few questions. So Rita, let's talk a little bit about your album. So Meet Me in the Garden really resonates themes of love, loss, and renewal. Can you share a little bit about the inspiration for this album?
Of course. So I wrote this album at a time when I experienced a deep loss. I lost both of my grandmothers and also a dear friend, Doris, who was 101 years old. And she's actually, her voice is featured on the album. But yeah, I just wanted to honor these women and their resilience and their stories and their strength. And, you know, they were very inspiring to me. And yeah, that was kind of the theme of the album, of loss and overcoming difficulty and always looking at the light in the darkness.
First of all, I'm sorry for your loss. It's really amazing how you can transform something that is so painful into such beautiful music that really can touch everyone. You mentioned Doris, and it's actually the song that you created with her voice is very unique. It's called Her Story. It stands out really as a deeply moving interlude in your album. Can you share a little bit about the story behind this song?
Yeah, so Doris was someone who I met through a radio show. I used to have a radio program myself. It was a jazz program on a community radio station called Golden Days Radio. And she was a listener. She would call up and tell me how much she enjoyed all the music I was playing. And she just had the most, like, beautiful energy, just this light illuminating from her, just from her voice. And one day she was hospitalized. She fell. She had a fall. And my receptionist at the radio, she said, "Oh, you should go visit her." So I went to visit her in hospital with some roses, and we met for the first time. And she shared her story with me. She actually was this incredible woman. She was 98 at the time that we met. She actually escaped the Holocaust. Her uncle had a spare ticket. She was on one of the last, I think it was the last, actually, ship that went out of Germany, of Berlin. And she went to London at the age of 15 with no English. And her whole family died. They were in concentration camps. And yeah, like, she just shared her story with me, and we really connected. And ever since then, we were very, very close. She would call me every week. We would talk. And I just found such comfort in her conversations. And it was just amazing. We formed a really strong connection. And for her birthday, actually, during COVID, I played this song for her on the radio, a Yiddish song called Roshingas Mit Madlen, which was a lullaby her mother used to sing to her. She was so touched by that. Then I thought, oh, let's actually learn the song. It would be so special to sing it for her. And my husband, who is also a musician, we recorded the song, we did a video, and we sent it to her. We sent it to her son. I didn't even realize at the time how powerful what I was doing. Like, it was, for me, it was just like a nice thing just to record this song for her. But it was very touching for her. And she asked us to perform that song on her 100th birthday. She had a party.
So you got to go also to her birthday party.
Of course,
party,
yeah. 100. I've met her family, and, you know, we performed with my husband at her 100th birthday, and that was honestly one of the most moving and difficult performances I've had to do, because it was like I was just choking up the whole time. But she was honestly, like, really, really inspiring woman. The things that she's been through, and just her outlook on life, and her positivity, she was just incredible. So yeah, she passed away a couple of years ago now, and in her will, she left us her piano, And that was actually the last thing that we recorded on the album. Once we recorded that piano, I knew that the album was finished.
That sounds very special.
Yeah.
It sounds like you really had an amazing connection between you.
It was really, honestly, she was a godsend to me. The reason why I recorded her, I wanted to hold on to her. So I did actually ask her, I said, could I share your story? So there were a few times when I recorded our conversations in person and on the phone, and the voice that you hear in the recording, that was from a conversation we had on the phone. And she didn't know I was recording her. It was just like that was just her. That's how she spoke.
Did she ever hear this interlude, or was it after she passed away?
No, she never heard the interlude. She passed very suddenly, and she was 101, but she was like very, very with it. She was very smart, very, like, her memory was better than mine. She would remember. And she lived on her own. She had helpers, but she did everything herself. Very independent. And she just fell one day in the shower and just... But even then, I remember her son being like, you know, what a way to go. Like, she would have said, at least I was clean. Like, she was just always made a joke out of... She always, you know, always made a joke out of everything. And that, I think that's why she lived so long, because, you know, we're surrounded by so much darkness, especially now. And... we have to try and be good and be good to one another and do good by a community and just do what we can. There's so many things that are amazing and so many amazing people like Doris. We just have to, you know, see that and focus on that.
What a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that one with us. You actually mentioned that you sang a song in Yiddish. Do you speak Yiddish?
I do not. I sing in a lot of many languages, a lot of different languages. Russian is my first language, so I can sing in Russian, in French. I speak French as well. I sing in Hebrew, in Spanish, Italian. Actually, the other night, I sang in Yemenite language for the first time.
Wow.
Which was different. But for me, languages, it's like music. It's just sounds. Languages, to me, just come easy and natural because it's just like another song.
You had a beautiful collaboration with an amazing Israeli artist named Shlomi Shaban a few months ago, which was also a very surprising thing because you actually sang a song with him. It was a duo. He sang obviously in Hebrew, but mm-hmm. you also sang in Hebrew, even though you did not understand the words, right?
Well, I, of course, have to look at the translation because I need to know what I'm singing about. So I did, of course, look at what the words meant. And I actually studied, I did study Hebrew at school for a few years. So I did have a little bit of, you know, and I've been to Israel many times. I have a lot of family. Both my grandmothers actually died in Israel. They lived in Israel for a long time. So I've been to Israel many times, and it was very challenging actually to sing that song because there were a lot of words. But yeah, it was a beautiful collaboration, and hopefully maybe we'll do something more together. I don't know. Always up for it. He's an amazing, amazing artist.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? You mentioned that you speak Russian. You mentioned that you have a family in Israel. Can you connect the dots for us?
Yeah, so I was born in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, which was part of the Soviet Union. And in 1990, when the Soviet Union was collapsing, my parents moved to Australia. And we were one of the first families to leave. My mom is one of seven. So she was trying to get her brothers and sisters over here, but it didn't quite work out. And some people, some of her siblings ended up in America and the others ended up in Israel. I grew up in housing commission. My parents left everything behind and had to start again. We had a lot of help from the community, from the Jewish welfare and all the different kind of organizations that help. And my parents they did really well for themselves. They worked really hard. So it's a really, really amazing story. I'm incredibly proud of my heritage. I'm Bukharian, which is Jews from Central Asia, which originated from Iran, I believe. And we have a really rich history. And not many Bukharians living in Melbourne, but there's a huge community in Israel and in America, actually, too. Beautiful culture, amazing food, I'm very proud. My gift is from my ancestors, I believe, that my voice is something that I was gifted. And I'm just sharing that with everyone.
That's beautiful, Rita. Thank you so much for that. It was really interesting to hear about your heritage and understanding a little bit about the background for your music. You're actually going to perform here today a song for us.
Yes.
Can you share which song is it going to be?
So it's actually not a song from the album, but it's actually the first song that I ever wrote on guitar. I only picked up the guitar a few years ago on a trip. I spent some time in New York, and it was a very, very inspiring summer. I picked up the guitar, and not knowing anything about the instrument, not knowing how to place any notes, it was very freeing for me, actually, to approach the instrument like that, because I do play. I play piano and violin, but having something that I didn't really know really opened me up. And this is a song called Summer Rain, and it's about a love that I had. I fell in love with New York. I fell in love with the city, and I also had a romance there. And this is a song about that time. Sky is gravel gray. Can you smell the thunder? Let's get washed away in this moment together. Take me to that lake again. Kiss me underwater. Let's get washed away in this moment forever. In the summer rain, sweet nectar from above, shower me. Shower me in the summer rain, bathe in your delight. Shower me with love. To lay under the trees, they're giving us some shelter. Let's get lost today. We can make our own adventure. Can you see the fireflies? They're dancing. Dancing in a circle, it's these moments with you that I most treasure. In the summer rain, sweet nectar from above, shower me. Shower me in the summer rain, bathe in your delight. Shower me, won't you shower me, Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rita. It was such a pleasure to having you here with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Best of luck with the new album.
Thank you so much.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.